Okay, Parshas Drachim, we're starting the Drush Chi'i. We start off with the Medrash that we're all familiar with from the Rashi in the beginning of Chayesara. It says, Ger B'tzav Shava Nuchi Mechem, and Avram was trying to buy Maris HaMachpelah to bury Sarah. So it says, Ger B'tzav Shava Nuchi Mechem, Im Tirtza Reini Ger, Vim Lav Reini Toshav Et Lena Min Adin. So Avram threatens him, we could do this the nice way, right? We could sell it to me nicely, or I could be a Toshav, I'll be no Tilit Min Adin, meaning really it's mine. Shkach Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zarecha Atinos Eretz Zos, Hashem already promised me that Eretz Yisrael is already mine. Okay, we'll get back to that very shortly. But the Parshas Drachim starts off saying that Eretz Yisrael was given, like it says, to Avraham Avinu, and that's the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Kuf that says Halach, but that it says Avraham was supposed to go to Arkel Rachba. He walked around Arkel Rachba. So the Gemara says Tanya Halach ba Arkel Rachba Kano Makam Yilucho Divrei Rabbi Elazar. As it says, Kumis Alech Baratz L'Arkel Rachba. Meaning Rabbi Elazar says over there that Avram, when he was walking, when Hashem told him to walk around Eretz Israel, it was to be konet with Chazaka. So you see, it was really Avram's, and he did a kinyan Chazaka at that time. If you remember, he mentioned this, Parshas Racha mentioned this Gemara, to prove that Avram Avinu must have been considered a Yehudi, even though he was quoted in Matan Torah, because only a Yid can be Kona with this kind of Chazaka. At any rate, you see, he made a real Kenyan in Eretz Yisrael, it was already his, like Rav Elazar proves that that's how you do Kenyan Chazaka. And the Medrash says this as well. Another Medrash that says that he built several Mizbechos, one of them was for his Kenyan in Eretz Yisrael. And the so the Maharash Yafa brings, and it's not just Rav Elazar who holds, he was Kona with Chazaka, even the Rabbanan could hold, he was Kona there, without getting into the details of that. But either way, the point is that the Gemara, the Chazal, are telling us that Avram made a real Kenyan in Eretz Israel. It was really his. So, now, he bavarns that we know it says, Dor Revi Yeshuvu Heina, that Klal Yisrael didn't really own Eretz Israel until the Dor Revi, until when they came back. After the Galus Mitzrayim, they came back to conquer Eretz Israel, that's when they owned it. But, the Maharash Yafa says, no, they were konet, like Avram says, like the Gemara says that Avram was konet with Chazaka, but he was konet lachar zman. In other words, you can make a kinyan, me'achshav lachar zman. Right? You can be konet something now, the kinyan's now lachar zman. It should be chal later, but I'm making a kinyan now. But you have to make a kinyan now. So, me'achshav lachar zman means, I guess, the entire time. You're konet now, and it's not a full kinyan till later. If you make a kinyan that's not chal at all right now, so then it won't work. In other words, if you do a mashicha right now, you pull something towards you, do a kinyan right now, then it should be chal later on, not me'achshav. Then it should be chal completely later on. That doesn't work, because at the time when you're kona 30 days later, your mashicha is over. So, but if you make a mashicha, you say, I'm being kona now, ula achazman, then that works. So that's what the Maharash Yafa says Avram is doing, who's being kona Eretz Yisrael now, ula achazman, when Klal Yisrael would get in there, but he had already made a kinyan at the time that was chal then. Okay. Fine. So, I just want to mention that, that there is another, explanation, a simple explanation that the Ritva gives at how, even the Rabbanan would say that Avraham Avinu was Kona. He said, since Hashem gave it to him, there's Amira Legavoa Kemesira Lehedyot, some kind of a concept like that, that because Hashem said it to him, he automatically is Kona. He doesn't have to really do anything. That's what the Rabbanan would say. But really, all the Parshas Drachim wants from all this is that there was a real Kenyan made by Avraham Avinu. It's not just Agadata, kind of like. It was a real Kenyan. Had real Chalos. Maybe it wasn't completed until the Jewish people got into Eretz Yisrael, but it was really theirs already from the time Avraham made the Kenyan when he walked around Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so with this, since he wants to explain the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, that Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Yisrael Shazaka Flaveina, if a Jew puts up a brick to bow down to him, a Jew is getting ready to worship Avodah Zarah, he picks up a Levena, and he doesn't actually bow down to it. And then a Nachri comes, and he does bow down to it. So the Gemara says that this Nachri asserted it, even though the Jew himself, the Jew owns it, he did not bow down to it, but he picked it up, showing he was about to go bow down to it, and then the Nachri did it, then the Nachri asserts it. How do we know? So the Gemara says, we learn it from the beginning of Eretz Yisrael, because it says, Asherihem tisrufu me'esh. It says when the Jews get to Israel, they have to burn down the Asheros. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Michti, Yerusha hi lahem mi'avaseyem. Klal Yisrael already owned Eretz Yisrael. Ve'no demosa davar she'no shalo. And you can't, and if the Jews already owned Eretz Yisrael, so then the fact that the Goyim that lived there bowed down to the trees there, it shouldn't have asserted it. Because ain't the most dover shenu shlo, you can't asser something that isn't yours, right? I can't, like Tosix explains in Yavamas, I can asser your food if I put milk in your meat, I assered it. But anything that requires that the isser is based on thought, I can't asser for you. So if I bow down, Reuven bows down to Shimon's tree, it doesn't asser it because you can't asser something that's mine. So if the Jews on there at Shalom, the Gemara asked, how could it be that we have to burn the Asheros? They're ours. They're our trees. So how does a guy answer it? So the Gemara says that since they worshipped Egel, they showed they were happy with Avodah Zarah, and therefore the guy was just doing the shlichus of the Israel when he bowed down to it, because he was happy with that kind of thing. So too, when if a Jew puts up a Levena and a Nachri bows down to it answers it, because you see, if you show that you're Nechalei, then someone can't answer your stuff. Okay, that's the Gemara. Just want to add one point that he doesn't quote at the beginning, which is important for us later on, is that the Gemara asks, and if you're going to say the Asherim were from before, which means before Avram Avinu, well, the Jews could have just been Mevatalit. Okay, we don't need to just keep that in mind. We'll come back to that later. Maybe that's the Gemara. The point is, you see also from that Gemara that the Jews had a real kinyan, because that's what the Gemara is saying. So you see the Jews really owned it from the time that Avram made a kinyan. Okay. So the problem with all this, as many of you may have been thinking, is that with the story with Lot and Avram fighting, or the Roim, the shepherds of Lot and the shepherds of Avram, if you recall, they had a fight. Why? So Rashi brings it because Lot's shepherds said they were allowed to have their sheep graze in other people's property in Eretz Israel because it's really all Avram's. Because Hashem gave it to Avram. And then, since Avram at that time had no children, so therefore, Lot was gonna be the one who inherits it, and therefore it was really all his, and that's why it was okay. And, Rashi brings, and the Gemara, that the Pasuk continues, Vaknani Oz Baretz, that the Kanani were still there. And since the Kanani were still there, so Avram didn't own it yet. So since Avram didn't own it yet, it was Gezel. So it's mashma from that, obviously, that Avram did not have any kinyan in Eretz Israel. It only happened later. Hashem promised it to Avram, but Avram didn't actually have a kinyan in Eretz Israel. That's the mashma. So that Rashi, certainly that's what it sounds like. That it was, the whole thing was baloney. What Lot's Roim were saying were not true because it says, Vaknani az ba'aretz. Okay, so this question the Mizrahi asks. And the Mizrahi's answer, he's not happy with it, but he answers perhaps it was different, because it said Mizaracha, Lizaracha, Tenasarat, Sazosin, he didn't have any Zer yet. Okay, but he's not happy with that, and the Parshat Zrachim is not happy with that answer either. He wants a different answer. But basically, because he says it's not Mashma that way. It's Mashma. The issue was Haknani Azbarat, so that was the problem. So it sounds like as long as the Kananim were still there, Avram did not have a kinyan in it. And yet, we see from all these other Chazals that Avram was Kohenate fully. So how do you put these two together? So he wants to answer it based on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, David Gimel, says, how did they bring the Karban Omer when they first got into Eretz Yisrael? Because the Karban Omer has to be owned by, has to grow in Eretz Yisrael and be owned by a Yid. So, it has to be Ketir Yisrael, Vela Ketir Nachri. To which the Gemara says it must have been that it didn't grow enough for it to be an issue, and then they were kotzer it when they could. But Tosis asked a question over there that once the Gemara bothered by that when they walked into Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't their land yet. It was the Nachri's land, and therefore they couldn't use it for the Karban Omer. What do you mean? Tosis asks, what about this Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says, Yerusha Hilahem Yavaseim? Like we just said, that Avram Avinu made a kinyan in it. It was really the Avram's the whole time. So, like you see, the Gemara says, "Eino oser davar sheino shalo." So you see from that Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Eretz Yisrael was really considered the Jews, therefore it had to ask the question, how could the Goyim possibly asser it by bowing down to the Asherahs? If it was really owned by the Jews the entire time, even before they got there? If so, Tosa says, a good question. What's the issue here with the stuff that grew in Eretz Yisrael? It was already owned by the Jews. To which Tosas answers that even though the Jews already owned it from the time of Avram, however, whatever a guy planted there until they got there was considered the guy's. So even though it was really owned by Avram, anything that they planted in the meantime with their own hands, so that was considered the guy's until the Jews got there. And then he ends off with, Tosas ends off with a few hard to understand words, the way the original Girsa was. It says, and we call Makam Dayak Hasam Shapir Misham Asheras from Midaras HaRishonim. However, there it's Dayak Shapir because of Asheras from Midaras HaRishonim. So the Pasha Drachim says he has no idea what that means. Now, if you look in our Gemaras today, they fix it for you. You'll see it says, Mikol Makam Dachi. Not Dayak, Dachi. If you look in that Tosas in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Gimel, you see it changes the Girsa to Dachi, and it says, look at the Parshas Trachim, he changed the Girsa. So, here we are. So, the original Girsa was Dayak, and that's hard to understand. What do you mean? What is he talking about with the Dayak? Mikol Makam Dayak Hasam Shapir doesn't seem to have any meaning. So he says that the correct Girsa is Mikol Makam Dachi Hasam Shapir. And he explains what that means is that based on what he just invented or whatever came up with, that this the concept that if you were that he used to answer his question, that if you whatever the guy planted, that's different. They own what they planted. So if so, so you could say, well, one second, let's go back to that Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara asked about trees, how did they become usher? But trees were those trees were planted by Goyim. So according to what he said, what he was Mechadish in Rosh Hashanah, that anything the guy plants is considered his, even if Eretz Yisrael is owned by the Jews. So what's that Gemara talking about over there in Rosh Hashanah? When it says, that how could they have, that the Asherahs were owned by the Jews, so why should it be Usher? What do you mean? You just told me anything that the guy plants is his. So that's what he means. Mikol Makom Dachi Hasim Shapir Mishum Asheres Shemidaris Harishonim, and that's the part of the Gemara that I said keep in mind, which is the Gemara asks, and if you're going to say it means the trees that were there from before Avraham Avinu, well, that we could just force the Goyim to be Mavatel. So he says it would be the same thing if the Gemara would have said that answer, just the Goyim being Mavatelits, and then we could have just, if it's really owned by the Goyim, we could have forced them to be Mavatelit. I guess what's unclear to me is at the end of the day, why isn't that the answer? Meaning the Gemara does say that this is a raya, that a Yisrael that owns something and he's nechad, that somebody should bow down to his thing, then it becomes usher. But if the pasuk, the Gemara does say they had to burn down Asheros, but if at the end of the day it was owned by the Goyim, so then you wouldn't have a proof. That if it's owned by Yisrael, that you, if it's owned by Yisrael and he's Nechale, he should bow down to it, he should answer it. In other words, we shouldn't have an answer to the whole Gemara shouldn't be correct. Why did they have to burn down the Asheros if it was really owned by Goyim? Just force the Goyim to be Mevatalit, and if they couldn't force the Goyim to be Mevatalit, either way, it's still owned by the Goy at the end of the day, in which case you shouldn't have a riot to the fact that if a Yisrael owns something and a guy bows down to it, it's usher. Okay, either way, that's what he brought from that Tosfos. But again, he wants to come out with his solid proof that it seems very clear that Avraham had a real kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. And with this, we have a great answer to that stira, which is the biggest biggest point of this drush is that stira. How do we answer the stira? That one place Avram had a real kinyan, and yet when to start with the roe lot, it sounds like Avram didn't own it yet. So he says this is the whole answer. This thing about the zera, because what were the roe lot trying to eat? Zera. And Tosus tells us that anything that the goyim plant before we got into Eretz Yisrael is still considered theirs. We own the Gufa Karka, but anything they plant is theirs. So the Roe Lot we're trying to eat from the things that the Goyim planted, that's not okay, because Haknani Az Ba'aretz. But when it came to Avram, Avram wanted Marasa Machpelah. That you're just talking about the Guf HaKarka. That he already owned. So that's the beautiful answer to that question. Okay, we'll just go quickly through the rest of the drush because it's a short one. It just brings other rayas to this. So there's a Yerushalmi that says, it brings a Machlokes Tanaim about Peros from Chutz La'aretz that are brought into Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Lazar says that they are Pater from any DNA Trumas, Mice, and that kind of thing. Rabbi Kiva says they're Chayiv. So Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Lazar, aren't you moded to me that when they got into Eretz Yisrael and they found, flour, that it's Chayiv and Chala when they add the water? Rabbi Yossi says, what do you mean? Eretz Yisrael was ours. Once they were Yerushit, it was all the Mafreya that was theirs. And as it says, Zarecha Nosati. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi is going like we said. But he asks, what do you mean? Tell you that anything, the Parshat Drachim, as I already told you this from Tosos, that anything that grew in Eretz Yisrael was different. So what does Rabbi Yossi mean to say when he says we already owned it? We didn't already own it. Stuff that grew, we didn't already own. So he answers that when it comes to Chala, it has nothing to do with who already owned it to be Chayiv and Chala. It has to do with when you make into a dough, that's when it becomes Chayiv and Chala. So it doesn't matter who owns the kemach beforehand. Once you add the water and you make it into Chala, that's when the Chayiv Chala comes. It's just that Reb Elazar held that if it was grown, if the flour was grown from Chutz La'aretz, it wouldn't matter, and it would still be Pater and Chala. And Rabbi Kiva said that it's Chayiv. And Rabbi Yossi wanted to say that the Gabi Rabbi Elazar's din, that anything grown out of Eretz Yisrael is not Chayiv and Chala. This is different, because even though the Goyim owned the stuff that grows, it's still not called stuff that grew outside of Eretz Yisrael, because it grew in Eretz Yisrael. Since it was always ours, it's considered like something that grew in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. He also answers he says the Rambam that says in Halchas Ma'aser Sheni that anything that grew in Eretz Yisrael before the Jews got in there is Pater from Arla. He says that's nothing to do with whether we owned Eretz Yisrael or not, because Arla's even Asher in Chutz La'aretz, and that's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Rather, that was a special Xeris HaKasov. And the last thing is from the Benos Tzalavchad. It says that the Benos Tzalavchad took the Nechse Bechor, and that was the Shaila, and they got to take the Nechse Bechor of their father. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? The father, how did he get the Bechorah? It's Roy. They didn't, it wasn't Muxik to them. Eretz Yisrael wasn't Muxik to them. The Gemara says, no, Eretz Yisrael was called Muxik. The Rashbam explains, why was it Pashat that it was a Yerusha Hilahem, and it's called Muxik and all this? That's because of this thing that Avram was Konet. I don't think he mentions Avram, but it was Miyavoseim, they had already been Yerush. But it's just another raya that says that they were really Yerushit. That was the maskama of that story to Benos Tzalavchad, that they're really Yerushit from beforehand. And he ends off with one last question that he does not answer. And that is a Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis that talks about whether Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven had a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And Tosfos over there says that you might have thought that they don't have a chelek because from the time that they asked for their chelek outside of Eretz Yisrael, they were misalik themselves from chelek in Eretz Canaan. That's the part that he doesn't like, the word misalik. It says that Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, Tosfos says over there in Kedushin, were misalik themselves from Eretz Yisrael once they asked for the land outside of Israel. He doesn't like that word misalik, because if it was true that that the Jews always owned Eretz Yisrael from the time of Avram, you can't be misalik yourself from something you own. You have to sell it. If it's yours, you can't be misalik yourself from something you own. You can't remove yourself from something you own. You either sell it or you continue to own it. You can't just remove yourself from it. So not sure what to do with that, but he says others have discussed it in the Ma'arimt. He says to look there. Just quickly, and the notes it brings from the Ber Yitzchak, that he gives an answer that since the Parshat Drachim has told us that they owned, there was an ownership of the Goyim in Peros Haaretz, so if, right, whatever they planted was theirs, so if you hold that Peros or Kinyan Neguf, that means there was a part of the, a real Kinyan for the Goyim there too, in which case, it means that you can't sell it. If the kinyan pairs are kinyan aguf, then you can't sell it, meaning the guf. And it's a davar shena b'shuso, and a davar shena b'shuso, you can be a misalik yourself. Okay, if you want to look it up, it's in the Ber Yitzchak in Yeradeya Simulamid, or you can look up the Ma'arimt if you can find it. But that's the end of the drush.